Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A needle in a haystack? Almost. A school teacher near Portland, Oregon, found a plug from an exit door that blew off an Alaska Airlines plane during a flight to Ontario, California, Friday night. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says it could be telling.
They'll look for fractures. They'll look at more paint marks, some other, if anything, was sheared or there was any deformation, they may be able to see it better under the microscope.
The force of the explosion so great it ripped off the cockpit door 26 rows away. No one was hurt, but dozens of Boeing 737 MAX 9s are still grounded. Congressional leaders say they've reached a deal that would help avoid a partial government shutdown in less than 2 weeks. But CBS's Scott McFarland says there's still lots of work to do.
This is some progress as Congress barrels towards two deadlines that could force a government shutdown. Part of the government later this month, the rest in February. The negotiators for the Senate and House have agreed on the overall dollar amount to be spent in 2024, roughly $1.6 trillion, but they have to iron out some big wrinkles on what to spend the money on and potentially controversial policy riders.
Pope Francis has weighed in on surrogate motherhood, and he is not in favor. In a policy address today, he called the practice despicable, referring to it as the commercialization of pregnancy. It may be the one to beat at the Academy Awards in March.
Oppenheimer dominates at the Golden Globes on CBS. It won for Best Drama Movie and earned Christopher Nolan a Best Director Award. Its star Cillian Murphy won Best Actor.
One of the most beautiful and vulnerable things about being an actor is that you can't do it on your own. Emily Blunt, Robert Downey Jr., Matt Damon, Gary Oldman, thank you for carrying me and holding me through this movie.
Barbie also scored a Golden Globe for Cinematic and Box Office Achievement in Motion Pictures. Its star Margot Robbie.
Thank you so much to the Golden Globes for creating an award that celebrates movie fans.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Early this morning at Cape Canaveral.
Liftoff of the first United Launch Alliance Vulcan rocket.
U.S. launching its first spacecraft to the moon in more than 50 years as part of NASA's plan to return humans to the lunar surface. Peregrine is uncrewed. It's vying to become the first private venture to land on the moon. If all goes well, it'll touch down there February 23rd. College football will crown a champion tonight in a battle of the unbeaten. Number one Michigan takes on number two Washington in Houston. Wolverines coach Jim Harbaugh.
To be the best, you gotta beat the best. So you know, that's our mindset, and we're ready to have at it.
S&P futures up one, Dow futures unchanged. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he doesn't support efforts to keep Donald Trump off the presidential primary ballot in Wisconsin. The Democratic governor tells the Journal Sentinel that doing that would only anger the Republicans' base and justify Trump's claims the deck is stacked against him. 41 public schools in Milwaukee are tearing up playground asphalt and replacing it with trees and native plants. Kids get some relief on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Lisa Neeb is with ReFlow, the nonprofit which is helping with the project. She says grades go up and behavior problems go down when kids have recess in more natural settings. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Packers are headed to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers will face head coach Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Kickoff at 3:30. Green Bay beat the Bears 17-9. Standing room only at Lambeau Field. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
What a great atmosphere, great environment. I can't say enough about our fans. That was a playoff type atmosphere. And anytime you get that type of feeling in Lambeau, I think it's tough on any opponent.
Jordan Love with two touchdowns and a quarterback rating of 128.6.
I'm just having a better feel of where I need to go with the ball and getting a better rhythm with just playing quarterback in the pocket. So, you know, I think every game, you know, I've been getting better and the whole team around me has been getting better as well.
And an interesting comment from Quay Walker about what's different about the team this year.
I've been on this team for 2 years now, and the team chemistry is way better than it was the year before. And so once it's like that, man, the season win football games when a lot of guys love to enjoy to play with each other.
That's Packers inside linebacker Quay Walker. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A big winter storm system is going to bring rain and snow to much of the region starting tonight, continuing through tomorrow and into tomorrow night. 3 to 6 inches of snow possible with rain mixed in at times. Today, mostly cloudy, 37, snow developing late this afternoon, continuing tonight into tomorrow with some blowing snow by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great.
Packers, Bucks,
and coming in 2024,
the Brewers.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Female supporting actor, motion picture. Divine George Randall.
The best male supporting actor in any motion picture.
Robert Downey Jr.
Best performance by a male actor in a television series, musical, or comedy.
Jeremy Allen White.
For best performance in stand-up comedy on television, Ricky Gervais.
For female actor, television series, musical, or comedy, Ayo Adeboye.
Best performance by a male actor in a television series, drama, Kieran Culkin.
For best motion picture, animated,
The Boy and the Heron.
For best director of a motion picture, Christopher Nolan.
For the best performance by a female actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy,
Emma Stone. Yeah.
Best performance by a male actor in a motion picture drama,
Cillian Murphy.
Best original song, motion picture,
What Was I Made For?
For the very first time ever, for cinematic and box office achievement, Barbie.
Best television limited series, anthology series, or motion picture made for television,
Beef.
Best television series, musical, or comedy,
The Bear.
For female actor, television series, drama,
Sarah Snook.
Best TV series, drama,
Succession.
A male actor in a motion picture, musical, or comedy,
Paul Giamatti.
Best motion picture, musical, or comedy,
Poor Things.
Best performance by a female actor in a motion picture, drama,
Lily Gladstone.
Best motion picture, drama,
Oppenheimer.
I want to thank you for joining me here on this Monday morning. So much going on over the weekend. Wow. The Packers over the Bears, 17-9. I watched the beginning and then I couldn't watch it. I can't stand the tension. My body won't withstand the pressure. So I didn't watch. When it was over, I turned on to get the score. I couldn't do it. I couldn't listen to it. I couldn't. Then I turned it on the radio on WRJN and I was laying in my bed. I couldn't take it. But they won. They now go to Dallas this Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Packers still going. Yes, sir. Also, we have the Golden Globes. We'll talk about those in just a second. You heard kind of a summary of it, if you can actually pick out everything in that summary. But and then we have the weather. Yeah, we'll go over the weather first, because I know a lot of people are starting their panic early.
the big panic has started. And it's really nothing to panic about. All right, here's the forecast for you. This is from the National Weather Service now. I'm giving you this. Cloudy today. Highs near 36. Tonight, snow mixed with rain. 1 to 2 inches possible. Lows 34. Rain and snow tomorrow. Highs near 37. Little or no accumulation expected. And Tuesday night, rain and snow less than a half an inch. So, when you look at those temperatures, 34, 36, you're not going to get much snow. It's too warm. So you get kind of a slushy thing at best. And we're only talking 1 to 2 inches tonight in Racine because of the lake. The lake's going to have some warm air going off it. So you don't need to panic. Okay? I know we're hearing stories about, you know, people going, 7 to 8 inches. No, no, no. 1 to 2 inches possible tonight. But with a low of 37, that'll probably be just a little bit of slush. And little or no accumulation tomorrow. That's the National Weather Service forecast as of now. Keeps changing, but that's as of now. Currently, it's cloudy and 30 degrees. So we got that out of the way. We've got the Packers, the weather forecast, the panic weather forecast. And, oh, now we're going to talk about the Golden Globe Awards. I love award shows when it comes to movies. I'm not a big fan of the Golden Globes because it's kind of iffy on the voting there. These are the foreign press voting on movies and I don't know. It's kind of iffy to me. I like the Academy Awards. I love the Academy Awards. That's a sacred show to me. And I can stand the tension in the Academy Awards. I can't. This doesn't do anything for me. Anyway, so I'll give you the awards anyway. It's 11 minutes after 6, by the way. 6:11 at WRJN Radio. All right, here we go. The awards. Oppenheimer. Best Motion Picture Drama, Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., and director Christopher Nolan also took home awards for Oppenheimer. It was a good movie. The only thing that annoyed me was the music in that film was so loud. I mean, my ears were hurting after a while. There was no silence in the movie. It was constant music. But the movie wasn't bad. Lily Gladstone, I picked her as the winner for Killers of the Flower Moon, the first indigenous actress to win a Best Female Actor in a Motion Picture Drama. She was magnificent. She was really magnificent in Killers of the Flower Moon. Well-deserved. I think she'll win the Academy Award, too. Lily Gladstone, excellent in that movie. Barbie lost out to Poor Things for Best Musical or Comedy Film, but it did win the new award for Cinematic and Box Office Achievement, whatever that means. Billie Eilish took home a Golden Globe for the soundtrack song, What Was I Made For? I guess from Barbie, right? I didn't see the movie. Poor Things, which this is a movie that our guy, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, picked that he thought would win, Poor Things. Star Emma Stone won for Best Female Actor in a Musical or Comedy. When it comes to the TV's, HBO Succession was named Best TV Drama. Kieran Culkin. I didn't realize he was still acting. Kieran Culkin, Sarah Snook, and Matthew McFadden, is that how you say his name, all won for their work on Succession. And The Bear won for Best TV Musical or Comedy. I never heard of some of those. I did hear all the movies that won, though. I did hear of them all. So anyways, those are the Golden Globes. Now, something happened at the Golden Globes. And when you get a comedian hosting these award shows, there's going to be a little bit of controversy in there, and it happened last night. Somebody got the evil eye from Taylor Swift. She was in the audience. He's Joe Coy. Is that how you say his name? Host Joe Coy, never heard of him, he incurred Taylor's wrath when he told the following joke. This was the joke. The big difference between the Golden Globes and the NFL, on the Golden Globes, we have fewer camera shots of Taylor Swift. Then the camera did cut to Taylor, who gave Joe an icy look with her eyes while taking a sip of her wine. Ooh. But they said she did that on purpose just to, you know. You know, you can't deny Taylor Swift's popularity. You can't deny it. The woman is one of the most popular performers in history. You can't deny what she's done. So, but, you know, it's a joke. Comedians make jokes about people all the time when they're up there. And, you take it. And I'm sure she did it. I'm sure she just did it to get a reaction. She's a good sport, from what I hear. Okay. Let's get to the good stuff here this morning. We have some ideas on how to spend the beginning of the new year for you. Get cracking on that New Year's resolution you made. Go on a hike. Start a new book. Cook something. And do a deep clean. How come they don't have taking extra naps on there? That was my New Year's resolution. An extra nap or two this year. Yesterday, Sunday, was notable, not just for the absolute deadline for taking down your Christmas tree. According to Tinder, the first Sunday in January is Dating Sunday, the busiest day of the year for online dating. On Dating Sunday, they see an extraordinary surge in people updating their bios, uploading photos, sending messages, and responding to them. Probably also an increase in people sending pictures of themselves, you know, that were taken 10 to 15 years ago. I never understood that. If you're going to put an old picture up and somebody clicks on you or swipes on you, whatever they do, they're going to know it's an old picture when they see it, right? Because they're going to run into you and they're going to say, gee, are you Don's father? Because you don't look like Don. Are you his grandfather? That's what's going to happen. But people still do that. All right, if you're all fired up about your New Year's resolutions, here's some good news for you. You can be paid to stick to them, and you can eat ice cream, too. That's assuming your resolution was not to avoid ice cream. Halo Top Ice Cream is asking for applications for so-called endorsement deals. They're hiring 10 people who will be paid $5,000, mainly for just having a goal for the new year and sticking to it, and documenting their journey on sticking to it. You can apply online. What about all the ice cream you can eat? Didn't say anything about that. A company called Astrobotic, I think they launched it already, earlier this morning. They launched their Moonlander. And if you fill out a form on NASA's website, they'll put your name on the new moon rover they're sending up there later this year. Now, it sounds like they're going to put millions of names on a little computer chip or something and stick it in the rover and have your name on the moon. But still, you'll be immortalized to be on the moon. That's not bad. I wouldn't mind doing that. Odd but true. Initially, John Belushi made less money for Animal House than the horse in the movie. Remember the horse? Remember they put it in the dean's office, I think it was? I know what it was. It was the horse that one of the guys was riding. Yeah. John got $35,000. The horse got $40,000. John did get a bonus after the movie became a hit. It's unclear how much that was or if the horse got a bonus as well. Quaker Oats was not founded by Quakers and has never been involved in any way, shape, or form with Quaker Oats. They got the name because the company started in the late 1800s. And at that time, Quaker businessmen were known for their honesty. It's ironic the company Quaker Oats wasn't honest about the name, though, wasn't it? After 47 years, Elvis Presley will re-enter the building. A hologram. The hologram show Elvis Evolution hit London in November of, will hit November in November of this year, and then relocate to Las Vegas, Berlin, and Tokyo. Elvis on stage once again. A group of 10 people in Indiana, let's call them a bunch of cheapskates in Indiana, tried to get around a restaurant's 18% gratuity policy by splitting into two smaller groups of five and pretending they didn't know each other. See, if you had a group of 10 or more, you had to pay 18% automatically. The employees caught on, added the tip anyway, caused a big fight with a guest being pepper sprayed and then managers getting pepper sprayed. I always put 20% on there. What are these? Why are you going to be such a cheapskate? Got lazy? Didn't take your dog for a walk? The city of Deltona, Florida, just passed a new law that will force dog owners to provide their pooch with daily exercise. So how are they going to enforce that? How do they know if you, you know, walked your dog or not? They can't enforce that. Although I always walk my dog, but I don't know how they're going to do that. A huge spider discovered in Australia. It's 3.1 inches from foot to foot. And experts say it's the largest known male funnel web spider, the world's most venomous spider. Now, the good news is, there's good news in this. It's in Australia, not the United States. All right. That is good news. Not good. People say, that's not nice. Of course it is. Okay, cloudy today with a high near 36. Snow mixed with rain tonight. 1 to 2 inches possible. Lows 34. Rain and snow with a high near 37 tomorrow. Little or no accumulation. As of now, that's the way it stands. Currently, cloudy, 30 degrees. Packers over the Bears, 17-9. They're going to Dallas to play this Sunday in the wild card playoffs. I'm Don Rosen. Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A psychological thriller that unravels into a clever, calculated mystery. Dial M for Murder.
Opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild.
Tony marries Margot for her money and is named heir of her estate. He creates the perfect crime by blackmailing an old acquaintance to murder her. When the would-be killer ends up dead by Margot's hand, Tony works to frame his wife as the plot weaves a tangled web full of deception and danger.
Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit RacineTheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
And the Supremes. I think that's when they were just the Supremes, though. I don't think Diana Ross pushed her name out. Could you imagine the first time she wanted to do that, how the other Supremes felt about it?
My friends are gone and you have
I don't know if they'd like that. Yeah. 621 at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Monday morning. It's not bad out there. It's kind of nice. Cloudy, 30 degrees right now. No wind. By the way, we just heard the commercial for Dial M for Murder with the Racine Theater Guild. This week, we're giving away a couple of pairs of tickets to go see it, I think, on Friday night. Yeah. So you can win a pair of tickets right here at WRJN sometime this week. I'll let you know, okay? All right, 621 coming up later on this morning at 7:06. Michelle Vetterkind, she is the head of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. They've got some good stuff coming up. If you want to be a broadcaster, better pay attention. I don't know why you want to be a broadcaster, but if you do, we're going to tell you how some classes they're having at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. You know, it is a really good association. Michelle Vetterkind has done wonders with that. So her predecessors did as well. But they don't only give awards out. They also, and we're going to talk about this, they also lobby for the rights of broadcasters in Washington and at the state level. I think they're just a half a block away from the state capitol in Madison. I think they could walk over there. So we'll talk to Michelle about all the lobbying efforts that go on for broadcasters and your rights, and also for the young people who want to become broadcasters, because I don't know how many years I got left. Somebody's got to fill this eventually. So we're hoping the young people will do that. And they got to learn. And nobody better than the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. It's 6:22 this morning at WRJN Radio. Have you abandoned your New Year's resolutions yet? Well, you'll have to deal with the personal shame of it on your own. But science has just figured out how to explain it away to your friends and coworkers. Researchers at the University of London found that one excuse you should never use is, I just didn't have time. So a better option is to blame external factors. For example, instead of saying you canceled your gym membership because you weren't going, tell someone you canceled your gym membership because you couldn't afford it. Or tell them it's none of their beeswax, one or the other. But if you say you just couldn't afford it, it blames somebody else for you not following through. Oh, I gotta remember that. Yeah. Why didn't you lose weight? Well, the price of food came down. What do you want me to tell you? They dropped the price of food, so I started eating more. Or how about this? I heard the price of food was going up, so I ate as much as I could now, so it wouldn't be too expensive for me later on. That's not bad. End of this new year, the holiday insanity is over. 2024 is basically a blank slate now, yet people online are already back to complaining about their pet peeves. Here are the ones regarding grammar. When people say irregardless instead of regardless, yeah, there is no such word as irregardless, by the way. When people say on accident, in other words, boy, I did it on accident. No, it's by accident. When someone writes, you know, people that really annoy me. No, it's people who really annoy me. And people who say nuclear instead of nuclear. Jimmy Carter, our president, used to say nuclear all the time. And you'd figure somebody there would correct him. Because he's a down-to-earth guy. I mean, he's not one of these megalomaniacs who would say, you don't correct me. I have a feeling he would have taken it. I don't know if they did or not, but he kept saying nuclear all the time. And here's the one that really gets me. The word is button. B-U-T-T-O-N. Button. I continually hear people say button. I press the button. 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 No, it's button. There's two T's in there. I hear that on television a lot. Young people tend to do that. Button, button. I heard that when I watched Big Brother. A lot of the contestants say, oh, I got to hit the button, button. No, it's not button, it's button. That's my pet peeve. The other stuff I don't care about. What's the best Christmas gift you got this year? A guy in Washington, D.C., what do you hear this? Gave his wife a Powerball ticket for Christmas that hit $2 million. Wow. All right, here's the rest of the story. Was for a drawing that actually happened on December 2nd, and he hadn't checked those numbers, so he didn't find out it was a winner until Christmas Day. Now, what would have happened if it hadn't hit the jackpot? A three-week-old losing lottery ticket for Christmas for his wife. What a great gift, huh? He's just lucky it hit. If it didn't hit, well, I bought this at a gas station when I was filling up, and I'm sorry he didn't win. Bought it 3 weeks ago. Sorry, folks. Workers remodeling a movie theater in Atlanta, Georgia, found an old wallet in a wall that some guy lost over 65 years ago back in 1958. They said, looking through, it was like traveling back in time. Sadly, the owner of the wallet passed away in 2005 at the age of 87, but they tracked down his 71-year-old daughter and got it back to her, and what a gift. That is a wonderful gift. Speaking about movie theaters in Atlanta, when I worked down there once, I was walking around the downtown area waiting for somebody, and I came across this building. It was closed down. And I was looking through the window in the lobby area of this old building. And there were guard dogs walking around in there. I saw some German shepherds walking around. And they were guard dogs. And I was saying, gee, I wonder what this was before. As I backed away a little bit from the building, I saw there was a fake facade on the building. There was a facade. And I looked behind the facade and I saw these columns. And I said, I know what this building is. This is the Lowe's Grand Movie Theater, where they held the premiere of Gone with the Wind in 1939. This is the building. This is where Clark Gable stood up right at the spot I was standing on and said, I am going to see Gone with the Wind for the first time like you. Margaret Mitchell was there. Everybody was there right on this spot, and this was the Lowe's Grand Building. So I found someone on the street, and I asked him, is this the Lowe's Grand? He goes, yeah. They closed it down about a year or so ago. It was a movie theater, and they just closed it down, and now it's just a warehouse. And they said, wow, the Lowe's Grand. I think they tore it down since. That was back in the 70s that I was in Atlanta. I lived there. But that's a wow, huh? And I recognize the columns behind the facade. Why they ever put a facade on the building just didn't leave the Lowe's Grand columns on there, I don't know. But it's just a regular movie theater for years, and I guess in the early 70s, mid-70s, they closed it down. It wasn't worth it anymore. But, wow, that was a big thing. What's harder to improve, your diet, your romantic relationship, or your career? 34% of people said it's easier to improve their diet. So you gave up on that romantic relationship and career, huh? Going to go straight for the diet. That's all you can... I would assume it's, you know, diets are tough. People think it's easy, but when you get into a habit all these years, but that's what people say. All right. If you've ever gone to Taco Bell and thought, hey, I wish I could cook like this at home. Good news. Taco Bell is selling meal kits at Walmart so you can make your own Crunchwrap Supremes. I don't know. It just sounds like it's easier to go to Taco Bell and buy it, doesn't it? Make it yourself. But a lot of people like to cook. And the thing is, my wife got this cookbook once. And it was the secrets of all these places, like Chick-fil-A, how to make the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. And she made it, and it tasted just like Chick-fil-A. I have to get the name of that cookbook from her. Yeah, it was really neat. 629 WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio, Refresh, the Civic Media Station. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here today. More coming up in just a moment.
Listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
CBS News Brief. The NTSB says a school teacher near Portland, Oregon, found a plug from the Alaska Airlines plane door that blew off Friday night. And the Safety Board's Jennifer Homendy says a flight attendant ran to help after the cockpit door was flung open by the force.
She did attempt to shut the door three times. It did eventually shut, but it did blow open during the explosive decompression.
The Pentagon releasing new details after a delay in getting the word out about Defense Secretary Austin's nearly week-long hospitalization. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Bipartisan leaders of the House Armed Services Committee say while they wish Secretary Austin a speedy recovery, they're concerned about how the disclosure of his condition was handled.
Killers of the Flower Moon's Lily Gladstone's become the first indigenous actor to win a Golden Globe.
This is for every little Rez kid, every little urban kid, every little Native kid out there who has a dream.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
News is sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com for more information.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two consultants hired to analyze new legislative maps for Wisconsin will be paid as much as $100,000 each in taxpayer money. Terms of their contracts weren't just made public. The state Supreme Court has ruled the old maps unconstitutional. Wisconsin state troopers are enlisting truckers and other commercial drivers to help fight human trafficking. The state patrol trains them to look out for warning signs potential victims may be sending out.
A lot of times these victims could be, you know, appearing fearful, submissive, timid in some cases. There might also be signs that their movement is, or at the very least has been, controlled.
Trooper Sean Bryan of the State Patrol. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
A big winter storm system is going to bring rain and snow to much of the region starting tonight, continuing through tomorrow and into tomorrow night. 3 to 6 inches of snow possible with rain mixed in at times. Today, mostly cloudy, 37, snow developing late this afternoon, continuing tonight into tomorrow with some blowing snow by late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
KK Pretty Paws salutes America's military service dogs. Did you know that roughly 4,000 dogs served in the Vietnam War, leading patrols with their handlers? These dogs are credited with saving more than 10,000 lives. We'll never forget the sacrifices these unsung heroes have made. To learn more about these heroes and ways to support military service dogs, search online for Vietnam War Dogs and Military Canine Care. This message from KK Pretty Paws, saluting those who make our country stronger.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
All hotels are nice that first night, right? You're like, this is pretty sweet. Then the next day, you're like, this place is a dump. Because we get spoiled so quickly in hotels, you know? They can have the nicest amenities, but after a couple days, you're like, same chocolate on the pillow. You'd think by now they know I like peanut butter. I stayed at the Animal Kingdom Lodge in Disney. There were giraffes right outside my window. But by the end of the week, I was like, giraffe again. How about a lion? How about a lion eating a giraffe? That would be magical, Disney. Because we get spoiled. In hotels, there's a sense of entitlement. You ever leave for the day and you come back and they haven't had a chance to clean your room? There's a certain amount of outrage.
Excuse me. There is a towel on the floor of my bathroom. Can you send a maid or a manservant to pick it up? I demand we burn the peasant village.
They spoil us. I think it's awkward when someone knocks on your hotel door. It's like,
whoa, who even knows I'm in here? Is it the FBI?
Then you have to look through that hotel door peephole. Has anyone on the other side of a peephole not looked like a serial killer? I ordered a cheeseburger, but I think it's the Grim Reaper.
Fix that in a second. It's 6:36 at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio Refresh. Thanks for joining us here on this Monday morning. I'm Don Rosen. Coming up at 7:06 this morning, we're going to be talking to Michelle Vetterkind. She is the head of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And we'll find out some new programs they have for people wanting to get into broadcasting. Plus, we'll find out how the lobbying efforts are working out. They lobby our federal officials and also our state officials for rights for broadcasters. We'll find out how that's going. In showbiz news this morning, Glynis Johns passed away the other day. She played Mrs. Banks. Remember in Mary Poppins? She passed away at age 100. She was on a TV show called Glynis in the 1960s, I remember. You can check out the trailer for Lisa Frankenstein. It's a directorial debut of Robin Williams' daughter, Zelda Williams. It was written by Diablo Cody, who also wrote Juno. Hits theaters February 9th. Matthew McConaughey reportedly thinking about leaving Yellowstone. The spinoff series. He said it hasn't gone anywhere. And Billy Joel announced some new tour dates. Billy Joel is going to be co-headlining shows with Stevie Nicks and Sting. That'll be worth a dollar, huh? Well, it's worth a lot of money. A company in Japan has created wearable beanbag chairs. This is kind of clever. They go on over your head, but the beanbag hangs down around, you know, your waist like a fat suit. The idea is whenever you get tired, just plop down and there's your chair. All right. Odd but true, Will Ferrell's dad was a musician with the Righteous Brothers. And to save money during World War I, Woodrow Wilson got rid of the White House groundskeepers and kept a flock of 48 sheep on the lawn to chew the grass. The wool sheared from the sheep was sold at auction to raise money for the Red Cross. See, that's thinking in the White House. And by the way, we talked about Will Ferrell's dad there, a musician with the Righteous Brothers. You know, Chevy Chase used to play with... Oh, I just forgot who it was. The two guys from Steely Dan. Their name just popped out of my head here for a second. Anyway, he used to play with these two guys from Steely Dan before they were Steely Dan. And they dropped him as the drummer, and they went on to form Steely Dan. I just forgot about him. I can't think of their names all of a sudden. Looking for a getaway? If you're speaking about Yellowstone, if you're a Yellowstone fan, you can now stay in Kevin Costner's Real Life Ranch. Two things, though. It's in Aspen, Colorado, not Montana. And it's $36,000 per night. Here's what that money will get you. Nearly 6,000 square feet of living space on 160 acres, 12 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, 24/7 caretakers on site, a baseball field, a sledding hill, 3 hot tubs. It's also just minutes from downtown Aspen. $36,000 a night. Who's going to stay there? A woman in Nevada smashed through the wall of a shower after she discovered that her cat, Winston, had been walled in by a contractor earlier that day. She said she heard him meowing from the other side of the wall and enlisted the help of her boyfriend and Winston's favorite snack. Once the hole in the wall was big enough, Winston emerged. He was fine. Do you remember the Edgar Allan Poe movie? It was called Tales of Terror. And one of the, it was three movies, three tales in there. One of them was called The Black Cat. And in the film, Peter Lorre was upset with Vincent Price. I think he was cheating with Peter Lorre's wife or something like that. And he knocked him out, and he handcuffed him to the wall, and then walled him in, and put bricks up and everything so you couldn't find him, and he just, you know, died behind the wall from whatever. And the police came, and they couldn't find Vincent Price, but they knew Peter Lorre did something with him, and one of the cops is standing there in the basement, and he hears, meow. They rip open the wall to get the cat, and there's Vincent Price dead with his hands cuffed to the wall. The cat gave him away. That's what it reminded me of here. When the cat meowed. Here's something I always wondered about. A man in Brazil supposedly faked his death earlier this month so we can see who would attend his funeral. Now tell me you haven't dreamed about that or thought about that. Who's going to come to your funeral? Now, I'm not going to have a funeral. I'm going to have a graveside thing and in the ground, cover up, and it's all done. Got it all set up already. But you ever wonder who's going to show up and what they're going to say about you? There was an episode of Two and a Half Men where Charlie is at his own funeral, and he sees all the people that showed up, and all the women he dated spit on him in the coffin, and nobody had something nice to say about him. And he said, he's got to turn into a better person. This is the way people are treating him. I wonder who would show up. I guess a lot of people would. I don't have a lot of family. My brother I have living in Kenosha. Other than that, I don't have any family within a couple of thousand miles of here. So, he might show up. He probably would, depending who goes first. Get off that topic. Fun facts. George Lucas's original title for the movie Star Wars was The Journal of the Wills, W-H-I-L-L-I-S. Then he changed it to Adventures of the Starkiller, as taken from the Journal of the Wills. What a long title. Then it was turned to Saga 1, The Star Wars. Fortunately, he shortened it to just Star Wars. Think about this. A new survey asked people if they were afraid to get in a car if the driver was their 16-year-old self. 53% say absolutely they'd be terrified. Now, where I grew up, you couldn't get a license at age 16. You had to wait till 17. But would I be terrified? No, I was a good driver. My dad taught me how to drive. And I told you many, many times, I grew up in the New York area. And he brought me on the first day I was driving behind the wheel. I couldn't drive in the county I was living in. I had to drive in the other county to practice, Suffolk County. So my father had to drive out there. And then we changed, I got behind the wheel, and he said, let's go up to the Long Island Expressway. Now, the Long Island Expressway is one of the busiest roads in America where people drive like lunatics. And I said, am I ready for this? He goes, you're going to have to learn how to do it sometime. Yep, Dad, on the first day? And he took me on the Long Island Expressway, and I was staying at the speed limit, which I think was 55 miles an hour, whatever it was, 60. And he said, pick up the speed. And I said, but I have to go to the speed limit. He said, no, you have to keep up with the flow of traffic. If you don't keep up with the flow of traffic, you're going to cause an accident because people are going to try to pass you. So keep up with the flow of traffic. And I remember, to this day, I remember my dad saying that to me. He said, I know what the speed limit is, but you're going to cause an accident at this speed. And he's right, because people were trying to get by me and they were cutting other people off to get around me because I was not keeping up with the flow of traffic. Now, you can still get a ticket, although I don't think they give you tickets for that on the Long Island Expressway. But I was nervous about it because it was my first day behind the wheel. You know, I took driver's ed, but it was still my first day behind the wheel. And I was nervous. But I kept up with the flow of traffic, which was like 60 or 70 miles an hour back then, which was over the speed limit. But I followed my dad's advice. My dad was a great driver. Okay. A new survey found more than half of people who are now engaged say they dropped hints to get their partner to propose. Took an average of 36 hints over the course of 8 months. The most common hint is accidentally sending text messages or emails about rings. Accidentally. I don't think my wife did that. I don't think she hinted. I think we were straight up about that. The survey asked people what important events they would skip to watch their favorite team in the Super Bowl. This is shocking. To watch, in other words, if the Packers make it into the Super Bowl, 20% say they would skip a wedding. Hopefully not theirs. 19% would skip a funeral. And 15% would miss the birth of their child. Those people ought to be slapped. I mean, so your child's being born, but it's more important to watch the Super Bowl with the Packers. All right. People in big cities waste about 4 days a year looking for parking. Well, I believe it. 44% said it's a stressful experience. 48% said it's annoying that there aren't enough spots. And 59% get frustrated by people who suck at parking and take up two spaces. Oh, that drives me nuts. Where they just park on the line or just over the line in the parking spot enough where if you can't get your door open if you pulled in. They're just so nasty, so thoughtless when they do that. Makes me angry when they do that because they just took up two parking spots and they didn't care. Now, in our church parking lot, the spots are so wide that if somebody actually parks on the line, there's plenty of room to get your door open. But when you go to shopping centers or parking at a grocery store or something like that, they aren't that wide. And people take up two spaces. And then you get the people who don't want anybody parking near them, so they go parking diagonally at a space that's not a diagonal space. I think we need to slap those people. I mean, this is rude to do something like that, but people do it all the time, I guess. Parking. All right. What else we got for you here this morning? All right. If you asked your seventh grader what their dream job would be, they probably would not say electrophysicist. They probably can't even pronounce it. They'd probably say YouTuber or rapper. New research came up with a list of the top dream jobs worldwide. They did it by looking into targeted online search results for stuff like how to be a. How to be a pilot came out number one. Writer number two. Dancer number three. YouTuber was number four. And you know what? You may poo-poo being a YouTuber, but I got news for you. Those people make a ton of money. But, like any other profession, not everybody makes a ton of money. You know, they say, well, disc jockeys, you get those disc jockeys like, you know, who's the guy from American Idol? What's his name? He's making a ton of money. Yeah, but for every one of him, there are people that aren't making a ton of money. There are more people not making it. So YouTube, yeah, you could probably make some money. I heard it's not, you don't make a lot of money. Like, if they run a commercial there, you've got to be online. You got to have at least 3 minutes of content in order to get that commercial in there. And once you get the commercial in there, it doesn't make a ton of money for some reason. It makes a little bit of money, but not a ton of money. That was from a YouTuber. Odd but true, the National Lampoon's Vacation movie gets credit for killing the station wagon. After the movie came out, sales plummeted, and the minivan almost immediately became the most popular family car. Remember that, the family truckster? We had a station wagon. My wife had a station wagon and loved the station wagon. As a matter of fact, when we got our next new car, she wanted a station wagon. Problem is, they really don't make them anymore. So we got a sort of station wagon. We didn't get the, they don't make them anymore. One of our neighbors has a retro car. It's got the Roadster. Remember the Roadster? Was that Roadmaster? It's the Roadmaster. Got the Roadmaster. Wow. Hey, coming up tonight, the Jazz take on the Bucks in Milwaukee, 6:30 p.m. right here at WRJN Radio. Yeah. It's 6:48, coming up a little after 7. We'll talk to Michelle Vetterkind from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Got a lot to talk about with Michelle, one of my favorite people in radio. This is Hometown Radio Refresh, WRJN. We're located at 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. 6:49 now.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
You're listening to News, Talk, and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio, cloudy with a high near 36 today. Snow mixing with rain tonight, 1 to 2 inches possible. Lows around 34. Rain and snow tomorrow. Highs near 37. Little or no accumulation. Rain and snow on Tuesday night, less than a half an inch possible. Right now it's 30 degrees and cloudy in Racine. Packers over the Bears last night, 17-9. The Dallas Cowboys will play the Packers next in the wild card playoffs, and that will be on Sunday, I think 3:30. I got to check the pregame time on WRJN. Hey, don't forget, coming up this week, we've got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild. Dial M for Murder. That's coming up this week. Got a couple of pair to give away for Friday's performance. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll talk to Michelle Vetterkind of the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Find out what's going on in the world of radio and TV, huh? Hey, do you go to a gym? All right. Do you behave rudely at that gym? Well, let's find out. Here are some rude things you might be doing in fitness classes at the gym. Arriving late, saving spots for your late friends, hogging the water station, keeping your phone on and monopolizing the instructor's time. I don't do any of that. I don't go to a gym. I should go to a gym. I have a free membership waiting for me at a gym, too. I don't know why I don't do that. I probably should. How about some movie trivia? There's only one scene in the movie Fargo, which is one of my favorite movies, Fargo, It's set in the city of Fargo, North Dakota. One scene. Those scenes were actually filmed there, though. The Coen brothers originally called the movie Brainerd, named after the location where the majority of the plot takes place. It was only changed to Fargo when they realized it was a much cooler name than Brainerd. Also, at the beginning of the movie, it says, "This is a true story." Now, I've listened to the commentary of Fargo, and the Coen brothers say it's not true at all. They just put that in there. People say, "Well, you can't say it if it's not." I said, "Sure you can. It's a movie." So it says this is a true story at the beginning. It's not a true story. They said they made it all up. But, yeah, it's a good movie. Also, the TV series Fargo is great. I think it was either up for an award or got an award at the Golden Globes last night. Let's go over those Golden Globe Awards. If you're just waking up, these are the Foreign Press Awards. So like a precursor to the Academy Awards. Oppenheimer won for Best Picture Drama. Cillian Murphy, who played Oppenheimer, Robert Downey Jr., and director Christopher Nolan took home individual awards for that movie. Lily Gladstone was great in Killers of the Flower Moon, became the first indigenous actress to win Best Female Actor in a Motion Picture Drama. Barbie did not win. Lost out to Poor Things for Best Musical or Comedy Film. It did win for this new award called the Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award, whatever that means. Billie Eilish took home a Golden Globe for Barbie for the soundtrack song, What Was I Made For? Was that for Barbie? Yeah, I guess so. Poor Things star Emma Stone won for Best Female Actor in a Musical or Comedy. HBO's Succession named Best TV Drama. And The Bear won for Best TV Musical or Comedy at the Golden Globes last night. That's what happened. Again, I thought Oppenheimer was an okay film. It was just the music was so loud and annoyed me that my ears were hurting in that film. So I didn't like it as much as I probably could have liked it. Hey, do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Odd but true. Can you still remember people's birthdays without Facebook? No, the answer is no. I remember my wife's birthday. Oh, my daughter's birthday is coming up. Oh, I got to get something out there right away. It's coming up this week. I keep forgetting that. I got to write that down. Stacy's birthday. A 73-year-old man in Montana estimates that he knows around 3,000 birthdays by heart. And will even refer to people in town by their birthdays rather than by their names. It's probably the only person on the planet can do that. Yeah, the only way I know people's birthdays, it pops up on Facebook. So-and-so's having a birthday today. Say, happy birthday. It's still nice to get those, even though, well, we kind of told you about it was coming up. It's still nice to get those. On your birthday, you come up, there's like 100 people who wished you a happy birthday. It's still nice because somebody actually had to take the time to click on it, type in happy birthday. You don't have to type in happy birthday anymore. You just click on the words happy birthday. But it's still nice to get that. Yeah. People are very nice when it comes to that stuff. All right, so what else I got for you here today? Oh, in a poll, 69% of people say they've tried to stay friends with an ex. Is that possible? The most popular reasons were they were friends before they dated romantically. They didn't want to lose their friendship. They wanted to be friends with benefits. And they have kids together, or they just have the same friend group together. Okay. I'm still friends with my ex-wife, my first wife. Yeah. I mean, we're not best buddies, but I can talk to her. Yeah, something comes up. When I went down to my daughter's wedding, my wife and I went to her house. So, yeah, it's good to be friends. It's my daughter's mother, and she's a nice person anyway, so that was nice. 6:58 at WRJN Radio, Hometown Radio, refreshed, cloudy with a high of 36 today, maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow tonight, tomorrow little or no accumulation, rain and snow tomorrow night, maybe a half an inch possible, but doesn't like anything to panic about. Packers over the Bears, 70-9, not to love it, huh? We have Michelle Vetterkind from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association coming up next.
Think about it. Talk radio is its own type of sport. News. Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.